Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 7th. You'll be interested to know. 17 years ago, today, in 2008, Catherine Bigelow, an American director, made history by becoming the first woman to win an Academy Award for Best Director for her film The Hurt Locker. This landmark achievement in 2010 marked a significant moment in the film industry, highlighting the increasing recognition of women's contributions to cinema. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 15 degrees with 35 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with temperatures reaching up to 41 along with a breezy west wind gusting up to 44 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, a low around 30 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 11:15 with a high tide just after 5:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 41 and strong west winds. Sunday brings more sunshine with a high near 44. Monday warms up to 50 with mostly clear nights and lows in the 20s and 30s. Tuesday will be sunny, reaching 57 with partly cloudy nights. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas, nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard. This cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a groundbreaking study, researchers have detected 107 great white sharks moving from Cape Cod to the Maine coast. This study, conducted by New England scientists, tracked these sharks using acoustic receivers from 2012 to 2023. Following the first fatal shark attack in Maine in 2020, tracking efforts intensified. The majority of sightings occurred in shallow waters from May to December, peaking in late summer. Notably, 90 of these sharks appeared in Maine waters after 2019, with many migrating to eastern Casco Bay. Now on to sports. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has disclosed that the Toronto Blue Jays rejected a contract extension proposal that was less than $600 million for a duration of 14 years. Guerrero's latest offer was significantly below Juan Soto's deal with the New York Mets, which was for 15 years and $765 million. With negotiations failing to secure an agreement before the start of spring training, Guerrero is set to enter free agency in November. He remains focused on the upcoming season, currently hitting .412. With a 1.1 on-base plus slugging percentage. In local sports, tonight, the Celtics claimed a strong victory over the Philadelphia 76ers at TD Garden. Jason Tatum had 35 points and 7 rebounds, leading Boston to a 123-105 win. The Seas shot a remarkable 50.5% from the field and improved to 45-18. Philadelphia struggled despite Kelly Oubre's effort, scoring 27 points, dropping to 24-11. Tomorrow night, the Celtics host the Los Angeles Lakers, who are 39-21, at TD Garden. Both teams are on winning streaks, making this a must-watch showdown. Tomorrow afternoon, the Bruins, with a 28-28-10 record, battle the formidable Lightning in Tampa Bay. David Pastrnak, boasting 77 points, leads the Bees. The Lightning, 37-21-4, are eager to defend their home ice. In top news, in a significant trade development, the United States has partially rolled back tariffs on some goods from Mexico and Canada, following market declines and pressure from businesses. President Trump granted a one-month reprieve on 25% tariffs, but tensions remain as many goods are still subject to levies, particularly those not covered by the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned of a prolonged trade conflict, labeling the tariffs a dumb move. As negotiations continue, the uncertainty surrounding Trump's trade policies raises concerns among lawmakers and consumers alike. In business news, as fears of an impending recession grow, major United States stock indexes are seeing deep year-to-date losses. On Thursday, the S&P 500 fell by 1.8%, marking a total decline of 7% since mid-February. Bond yields are dropping as investors anticipate lower interest rates, with the 10-year yield falling from 4.8% in January to around 4.2% now. The GDP Now tracker from the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta now estimates a negative 2.4% for first quarter real gross domestic product. Uncertainty surrounding trade policies is intensifying market volatility. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 6% for the week to about $87,000. Ethereum is down 11% to about $2,200. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 33% to 6 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Ilya Sutskever, a former OpenAI researcher, has launched a startup called Safe Superintelligence, now valued at $30 billion. This venture has attracted $2 billion in funding from venture capitalists, making it one of the most valuable artificial intelligence startups globally. Sutskever, who has a reputation for his groundbreaking work in AI, aims to develop superintelligence, a concept that could surpass human experts. Unlike competitors, his company operates in secrecy, with stringent measures like using Faraday cages to protect sensitive information. Industry insiders are eager to see what Sutskever's unique approach will yield. And in entertainment news, in Last Breath, director Alex Parkinson immerses us in a gripping underwater survival drama. Based on a harrowing 2012 incident, the film follows deep sea divers attempting to repair a North Sea gas pipeline. With a concise running time of 91 minutes, Parkinson skillfully introduces us to broad stroke characters, including the young diver, Chris Lemons, and the seasoned veteran, Duncan Alcock. The film's suspense builds as we witness the intricate technology that ultimately fails, leaving a diver stranded. With stunning visuals and a documentary-like clarity, Last Breath promises to be a thrilling cinematic experience worth seeing on the big screen. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the Italian artist and sculptor, Michelangelo. And he said, "The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.